Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, also Whispers of Rest, a 40-day journey to soul care, as well as Finding Spiritual White Space. All these books are about helping you find rest. I'm so passionate about soul care because it's the one thing that God helped me heal through my anxiety and stress. When I was going through a tough season of panic attacks, and all of us have been going through quite a bit of trauma, whether that's little t trauma, you know, the stress and anxieties that have come through this time of quarantine, so many changes, so much uncertainty, or it could be big T trauma, which is more deeper heartbreak or struggles that it just seems like we can't shake it. So this is a special show today because I'm going to help prepare you to enter into a 6-week soul care retreat. Yes, it's so special. Lent is here. Today is Ash Wednesday. It's the first day of Lent, which is a 40-day journey to experience closeness with God. And so I'm going to do a special Breathe Stress Less version of Lent with you. It'll be something you can use as a complement to the way you would practice Lent. Now, why Lent is so special is because it was during the Lent season that I was just neck deep into my anxiety, and I was telling you about those panic attacks I experienced earlier. And it was in that season that I really wanted to ask God, help me to learn more about how to experience your peace and joy in my body and emotions that I know is true by faith in my mind. And it happened during Lent. One of the first things I learned is that Lent, the meaning is spring. It means newness. So it's not just a time of fasting. It's a time of planting, nurturing, receiving God's care because there is springtime for the soul. So I want to ask you to invite your friends to join us in this 6-week journey because it's going to be so fun as well as it's meaningful. It's fun because when we do things together, it feels so much easier, doesn't it? So if you can just invite one friend or a group of your friends to do this soul care retreat together, it's going to be so much more fun and meaningful as you try special soul care tips. The goal of this 6-week journey together is going to be springtime for your soul. What are some of the things we can do to stress less and draw closer to God as we walk with Him into Holy Week and into Easter? Lent originally was a spiritual discipline that lasted for 40 days that reflected Jesus' time in the wilderness. That's why it's 40 days. And what I love about the wilderness is that even though it was a time of testing for Jesus, it also was a time of rest, a place of rest for Him. You know, there's this beautiful passage where Jesus says in Mark 6:31, "Come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." And Jesus also says that it's in the wilderness that He went to pray early in the mornings. Now, interestingly enough, in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, it says Jesus often withdrew to lonely places, desolate places, and that's where He prayed. So we can see that the place of rest in the wilderness is also a place of trial and testing. And so that's what we're going to experience together. We're going to see that even in our moments of trials and testing and difficulties, we're going to find there is refreshment because Jesus is there with us. Jesus is with us in the wilderness. So I want to share a story with you. Every podcast, I share a short story to inspire you. Then I share a scripture that gives you God's words of affirmation. And then at the end, I'll give you a soul care tip, a simple practice you can do to help your body and emotions feel better. And then we'll end with a soothing prayer to send you into your day, or if you're listening at night, just relax into the evening. Now, I want to invite you to sign up for my Breathe newsletter, because something special I'm going to give you is a Lent devotional. Every week, we're going to have six as we walk each other to Easter. I'm going to give you a devotional, and it's going to have journaling prompts. And journaling is one of the most powerful ways that we can release stress. When we start writing down our feelings or how we're really doing, expressive writing research has shown that 10 minutes of just jotting down those words, you're going to be able to lower stress and depression, lower anxiety, and feel more calm. And all it takes is just 10 minutes. I want to encourage you to go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe and you'll sign up for my Breathe newsletter. I'll send you a Lent devotional every week. I just want to empower you to experience more of God's peace during this time.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Okay, so I was at Costco and I saw this great fig leaf plant, and I am not a green thumb. Are you a green thumb? I am not a green thumb, or I should say I don't have a green thumb. And so I picked this up and I thought, well, gosh, this plant looks pretty hardy. I will bring it home and I'll be able to put this plant in our living room. It's just going to look great. Well, I forgot to water the plant. And so as you can imagine, it was not looking too good. And I thought, oh no. So unfortunately for my experience with this fig leaf plant, which turns out to be very sensitive and needed water the right amount regularly, I had to say goodbye to that plant. Now, the next time I had a chance to pick one up again, I made sure to remember to water it. I put it in my schedule to water my plant. Do you feel like sometimes, even though you have good intentions, you forget about your own wellness and your own care? Do you ever find that you feel a bit fragile? And how do you respond when you are feeling burnt out or tired or weary? Well, it's interesting. We tend to be very critical towards ourselves. We have a list of things we feel we should have done or could have done. And actually, what God says to us is that it is grace. It's grace that allows us to flourish. We need to water the soil of our hearts with grace. Talking about the wilderness, today's scripture comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 2. Jeremiah said, "The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness." You know, sometimes when we go through tough times, we will tend to be very tough on ourselves. And yet God's response to us is grace. So I just want to ask you, if you were to give yourself grace, meaning do not count the things that you might feel like you should have, could have, would have done. And if you just stay right here, right now, in this beautiful presence of God, who's with you in the wilderness, holding your hand, What would you say? What would you do to nurture and water your soul? The second passage I want to give to you is Isaiah chapter 43:19, as we prepare our hearts for this wonderful soul care retreat that I'll be guiding you through. It's from Isaiah 43:19. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not see it? I'm making a way in the wilderness, streams in the desert. Another translation says, I'm making a way in the wilderness, streams in the wasteland. So this is very interesting. It's in the wilderness. It's in this place of barrenness or weariness or lack that God says, I am here with you and I'm doing something new. I'm making a roadway and it's springing up. I wonder what it is that God wants to make new in you, in your life. So I want to ask you, as you're standing, imagining yourself in the wilderness, what is it that God is making a way for you towards? This is the journey we'll go through in the next 6 weeks. God has something for you, and I'm so excited. Something new. Spring. Lent is a springtime. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to reflect on God's story with Jesus, and then I will give you a soul care practice that week to reflect on and to actually try. And I will be so excited to know what it is that's going to nurture your soul back to life. Well, here's one of the soul care practices I want to give you for this week. I love succulents because they're so easy to take care of. One of my Erhu teachers, I'm Chinese American, and there's an instrument that I started learning to play actually is during the season of anxiety and panic attacks, which is the Chinese violin called Erhu. Er means two. Hu means the sound box that it's played in. It's a Chinese violin. And she loves succulents. They were just surrounding us. I go to her house for the lesson. And she told me that even when one of the succulents break off, she says it's actually good because you can then put it into another pot of soil and it's so easy to grow. It'll just start put down roots and it'll start growing. I share that with you because now I have succulents around the house. I want you to pick up a plant. I want you to pick up a plant this week to help be a symbol of springtime, of newness for you. Some of you are green thumbs or you have green thumbs. And so you have a wonderful garden. And so I'm curious what new plants or flowers are you're going to be planting and nurturing in your garden. Research shows there are so many health benefits to gardening. Oh my goodness. One of the ones I loved reading about is that gardening can improve focus and concentration. It helps your mood. Gardening helps you feel more peaceful and content because it focuses your attention on the immediate task and details of gardening. And that will reduce the negative thoughts and feelings and can make you feel better in the moment. Anything that helps you to be present in the moment, I mean, as you have your fingers in the plants and the soil, you are being present, and that will allow those negative thoughts to just park on the side a little bit, you know, don't give them access to all parts of your mind and your emotions. If that's a break, that break is worth something. Sometimes we think, gosh, I'm so overwhelmed with stress. All these little things are not going to make a difference. They actually do. Those little breaks will help your body return to a place of rest. It's called the parasympathetic state of your body. So those little breaks actually do make a difference, friend. Interestingly enough, there are some trials during research that have shown that simply observing the plant. So somebody like me, I don't have a green thumb yet, I'll say. Not this current season of my life, but a Japanese study showed that even viewing, just looking at plants altered the biometric readings of our body. It reduced stress, fear, anger, and sadness, as well as blood pressure, our pulse rate, and relaxed muscle tension. Okay, so if you're like me, maybe pick up some succulents, or what are some other plants that you can just easily pick up that's very simple? And for those that have the green thumb, what new thing will you do this week? And as you have this, hear God's whisper. This is what connects us to soul care, not just self-care, but connecting us to the whisper of God. Hear Jesus say to you, come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. Rest a while. That plant is a symbol, a picture of God bringing your body to rest. His very hand bringing life into that plant to remind you that you are a living, organic human being and not just a human doing. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you see it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So we don't have to get rid of stress, but we can take a break from the stress. And that over time, little breaks, little remembrances of God with us, they will return signal to our bodies. We can rest.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Okay, I want to remind you to take time for rest and that you're worth it. Why don't we pray? Dear Jesus, you know how complicated and how noisy it gets inside our mind and our hearts, and yet you have the ability to bring calm and peace to our bodies. We just need to hear one word from you, just like you reminding us, look, you're doing a new thing in our lives. And we can return to rest. You use the beautiful plants that you give life to remind us that we also need nurture. We need watering and planting. So, God, give us courage to have hope, to nurture springtime in our spirits and our souls as we walk with you in the next 40 days to the cross, thanking you for everything you went through, so that we don't go through it alone. We just thank you. You are a gentle, compassionate, understanding, unconditionally loving shepherd and best friend to us, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember to sign up for this Breathe newsletter, because I'll be sending into your inbox a Lent devotional that has journaling prompts. And I encourage you to take time, just even 10 minutes within the week, and just walk with Jesus together and take better care of yourself. Sometimes all it takes is just a little encouragement. And that's what I hope this podcast and this devotional will be for you. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And if you're looking for a devotional for these 40 days of Lent, pick up Whispers of Rest. It's a 40-day journey. I give you 40 of my top tips for how to restore peace and calm with the practical soul care tips based on scientific research that's also inspired by scripture, just like we are doing now. And last but not least, join me on Instagram at The Bonnie Gray. Join me at The Bonnie Gray. And if you've been enjoying this podcast, thank you so much for all the wonderful, kind comments I've been receiving in my inbox. I would love, it would be a gift if you can go and just place a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps get the word out about this podcast, Breathe, so that more people can experience the joy and the peace of walking close with God. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.